And remember, you can find all of my podcasts on my website at www.drsophie.com or on iTunes. This week, we're talking about a very scary topic, female dating psyche. We're going to be talking about a woman's sexual desire and mating strategy. Is there really such a thing? And is there really such a person that's Mr. Right versus Mr. Right Now? Does it really just meet needs? Does it really meet a bigger picture of needs? That's what we're going to be talking about. Good guys versus bad guys. What do women really want? I don't know. I hope they know. Gender imbalances. Why? And can it make it hard to find a partner? So joining me today on my Female Dating Psyche podcast, which is really scary, that's why I'm not doing it alone, is a really well-versed and trained and educated expert, Vinita Mehta. She's a PhD, a clinical psychologist and journalist, has a ton of great schools behind her, lots of great degrees. She has a bachelor's from Brandeis University, her master's at Harvard. She holds two other masters and a doctorate from Columbia in clinical psychology, and has trained both as a scholar and a practitioner. Should I be scared?
Shouldn't be scared, but maybe concerned.
Okay, what am I concerned about?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting area of research that's it's uncovering some very interesting findings about female sexual desire and female mating strategies, and male mating strategies as well. And what we're finding is, in the research, is that women are basically doing battle with two fundamental sexual desires, and one would be short-term mating strategies, and the other is long-term mating strategies.
Let's take another voicemail.
Hi, Dr. Sophie. My name is Adam. I am calling because I am on a pretty long dry spell when it comes to dating. And it's not that I don't want to date. I definitely would like a girlfriend, but it's been several years now, and I'm in my late 20s. And I just really have no idea what's going on. I don't think I understand women at all. On paper, I think I make a good match for a lot of girls. But the point is this. It seems like the few girls I like aren't that responsive. So I'm at a loss. I don't understand at all what's going through their head. They give all these mixed signals. So any advice you could have would be more than appreciated. It might actually steer my life in the right direction. So thank you.
Interesting. You go first.
Oh, boy, that's
Toughy. No, let me tell you, it's pretty easy, but you go first.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I think that actually one of the things that is so interesting about this is that, you know, this is where I think a lot of issues around gender imbalances in a population can come up.
Yes, I totally agree. But did you hear most of what this guy was saying is, I don't know what's in their head, I don't know what they're thinking, I don't know why they don't like me.
I did.
I think the biggest issue is what he's thinking. You know, bring them to me and they should meet my standards. That's, again, what we were talking about in a little earlier when we said, look at your list, because nobody's going to be perfect, but you also have to look at that list in conjunction with what is you and needs to be addressed before you do that list to begin with. I think
that's a fair argument. I mean, you know, but I would also say that there's, you know, that there is sort of this evolutionary drive that a lot of women, and I'm not saying all, but a lot of women, especially those who have experienced a great amount of stress, I think that for those women, that their standards are higher because they're looking for, you know, Mr. Good Genes.
Yeah, and I think that if people would go through a certain exercise of things before they start looking, like what is their relationship like with their mother or their father or both, because a lot of their unmet needs or unresolved issues with their parent, whether it's the same sex or opposite, get projected into their thinking of who is going to be a better fit for them. And then as things unravel and life happens, it's not working. And that's what we end up getting back to. Well, you picked because of this, and you shouldn't have picked with that criteria.
I agree with you. I would take it a level deeper that there's sort of this evolutionary default position that, you know, when you are somebody who has experienced unmet needs, or, you know, you had parents who were misattuned, that the desire for those good genes go up.
Right.
So that you can see them, you know, these two dynamics, you know, sort of like this sort of larger evolutionary kind of design at play together with an individual's life history working in concert.
Absolutely. Bottom line, know thyself.
Yes.
Because you don't know what you're looking for. And what you end up finding is definitely not what you most times need.